the man was kind of shaking. I would like to talk to him a little bit more, but I felt like he was kind of shaking. He was getting exhausted. I just tried to help him into his house and let him rest. Pray for him and try to get over there and get somebody. Yeah, he's very good at following up on things. I asked him if he'd get a chance to go over there and talk with him. And y'all are a little bit closer to age than I am. I'm still a young fella, even though I look real old. You know, it ain't the years, it's the mileage, you know. I'm like that old horse. I've been rode hard and put up wet. I know I was sitting there hearing somebody talking about pain this morning. I said, well, I can concur with that. I understand what it is to pain. 10 years ago, I used to hear different ones of my family talk, oh, hurting, and feeling like they couldn't do anything. And I'm like, what are they talking about? And now, man, I just feel like it's something you got to learn to live with. Amen. Pain. Don't nobody in here know nothing about that, do you?
Don't you know either.
Talking about the nation, I do. We really do need to pray for the what's going to happen in these upcoming elections. You know, who's going in. I wish I understood what's happening there more than I do, but I do know this: God's in charge of it all. And sometimes I forget. The Bible says, "Be thankful for all things, for this is the will of God concerning you." Now, I can't understand the will of God and the candidates that we do have. I really can't. But I would encourage you, pray about it. Follow your conscience or your vote. Don't listen to Dave Leslie. Follow your conscience, you know. I made a comment, I was going to vote for Mickey Mouse. Well, I don't think I'm going to vote for Mickey Mouse. I don't want to vote for Mickey. But I'm very disgusted with the situation, but you just got to go with what you got. Just pray real hard about that, and God give you some understanding about what you are to do as far as the upcoming elections. Our nations are just coursing down. How many of you saw what happened over there with that truck driver? You know, what do you do about a mad dog? I mean, the only thing you can do.
Take his gun away.
Yeah, that's what they want to do, ain't it? They want to take all the guns. That ought to stop it, right? Yeah. Yeah, he'll just get in a truck. Take his gun away from him. He'll just get in a truck and run over a bunch of people. Oh, we're going to take all the trucks away from people, I guess.
That's good, Larry. I like
that.
You need to
take all our CDL license away from people. That. There ain't no answer for this, is there? The only answer is Christ.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
And Brother Jim said years ago, and I concurred with him, and I still concur. This is not the situation is not economics. The situation is not more laws. We got too many laws as it is. The simpler the legal system, the better. Keep things down where people can understand the law better. You got a bunch of people who don't understand the law. There is no law. Really. I mean, we kind of got to that point, you know. I heard a while back this lady, and I hate what happened with that man shooting that man to death. Y'all probably heard about that up there in Detroit, Michigan. That police officer shot that man to death, you know. And the man made a wrong move. He went to get something, and they say he'd already announced that he had a gun on him, and that officer, whether he was scared or whatever it was, ended up shooting him to death. That's a horrible thing. We need to pray. We need to pray for our people, law enforcement. How would you like to be a police officer today? They're having a hard time getting people to take the job now. What's going to happen when the only people that are willing to take it are a bunch of crooks? We've had police forces like that before. you know, and does somebody want an opportunity to shoot somebody? We've had times like that. We have police departments like that. But we need to pray about every situation. This thing is spiraling down. But, hey, again, I say, be thankful for all things. In this situation, we need some people to get thankful to God. And as bad as our country is, there's so much to be thankful for. So far, we can still meet here, out in the open, with the lights on. It might come, while down the road, you can't do that anymore. He said, then what will we have to be thankful for? Then we'll be thankful for the dark. When we gather together in secret, that God has given us a secret place where we can meet together. And no matter what this thing goes, nobody can break into your heart. Come to the point where you can only worship God in your heart. You can thank God that He's there.
Amen.
He'll be with us even to the end. So just remember to be thankful. That is one of the reasons unthankfulness is one of the reasons that Israel, that blindness came unto Israel. It's the main reason. They were not thankful. They weren't thankful. Remember when they was out in the land? They got out there and things got a little bit rough. They weren't thankful that God come deliver them out of Egypt. They weren't thankful. But with the God, we had stayed in Egypt. With a guy, and the Bible said they served with rigor. Anybody know what that rigor meant? Under a whip. It was under a whip. They served under a whip. They drove them. But when you didn't produce, they beat you. And you got to the point, it's just like this country, if I think it's going to go this way eventually. When you get to the point where you can't go anymore, you can't do, and you're not considered a viable asset, where you can't work for yourself anymore, well, you just need to go on and die. No respect. They had no. You think they had respect for the aged? You think they had respect for the children? No, they feed them to the crocodiles, weren't they? All the men, children. But when God come and deliver them out, they got out there, were they thankful? No. He took them out there and He gave them manna. Fed them with angels' food, the Bible said. Were they thankful? No, they complained. It wasn't what they wanted. And boy, if that ain't a lot of us, I ain't saying a lot of the world, I'm saying a lot of us at times, got so much, and if we have to give up a little something, then we grumble and complain, and talk about how it used to be. You know, back when you had three rooms and a path, boy, it was so. In some ways, it was better then. More people were more thankful for what they had. Things would run a little bit slower. You didn't know all the bad things that would happen in the world because you didn't have a television. Amen. But now, everywhere you go, I mean, you're being bombarded with all the bad things that's going on everywhere. And if you ain't careful, you see all that bad stuff, and you know what you do? You forget about the good things that God's given you, and you don't thank Him for all His benefits. And we've got to be careful of that. But they were unthankful. Now, I'm going to try to finish up on this. I ain't going to promise you. I'm going to try to finish up on this. I want you to go ahead and be looking in your private studies. Look for the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, got it right here. They are spirit, and they are life. They're not spiritual. They are spirit. This book is alive. How many of you believe it? I believe it's the living Word of God. It's alive. I ain't talking about this paper and the print. I'm talking about the essence of this book. The thing that God has put in His Word. And we can physically take and read them with our eyes, and they have power because it's anointed of God. Amen? Just like Jesus was the Christ, and he had that anointing of God on a physical body. God did the same thing with this book right here, with his word. And it's alive. It is spirit and it's life. So look for the spirit and the power and the work of the spirit in your private devotion this week. That's where we're going to be going. We're going to be looking at the spirit after we finish this. Because in this battle we're fighting, we can't do it on our own. And the Holy Spirit of God is what God has given us to empower us through the Word of God. He takes this Word right here, which is Spirit. And the Spirit which lives in us, hey, he teaches this book and gives us power to do what God wants us to do. Now, God gave Jesus Christ the power and the unction to do what he did in saving us on the cross. He had a work for him to do, but he's got a work for us to do too. Amen? He didn't just save us to sit on the seat of thanksgiving. And I think we ought to be thankful. But if we're truly thankful, then we'll do something. Our lack of sharing and giving of ourselves shows our unthankfulness. It really does. I mean, if we're thankful, Jesus said, when you did it in the least of these, you did it unto me. So when we get out here and do and reap, he said, yeah, but these are lost people. Yeah. These are people, God knows them are his. We get out there, we'll get to meet some more of God's young ones. They're waiting on us to come and tell us the good news. Amen.
Amen.
Huh? Yeah. God knows him, and pray. God will lead you to those people that he knows. Amen. That are his young ones. He just, and if you don't go, you know what? He'll find somebody. They ain't nothing but a rooster or a donkey. Amen. I think I might come up to a rooster. I don't know about a donkey, but I might come up to a rooster. I can still crow. Amen. Amen for Jesus' sake. Amen. I can do that at least. You know what I mean? So let's get out of here for the Lord. Now we looked in Hebrews 1 and turned the back book of Hebrews. We're going to try to go through quickly and go back over these verses leading up. Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews 3. We are told right here that he said, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle, high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who had built the house had more honor than the house. So we know that Jesus was God. He built the house. For every house is built by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which will be spoken after. But Christ has a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the hope firm to the end. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me. So, see, they weren't thankful, and they tempted God. They were all the time complaining and murmuring and wanting stuff, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore, I was grieved with that generation, saying, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Now, you better believe there's people meeting all over this county, and you got to look at your own self. Hey, you may have believed unto Jesus for salvation, but are you believing him for the work that he's called you to do? We can start off walking with God and finish up walking with ourselves. We can't. We can get a heart of unbelief saying, well, it just, the gospel, it ain't working anymore. How many of them, I've heard that. Door to door, one-on-one, soul winning, don't work anymore. I've heard people say that. You know why it don't work anymore? Because people ain't doing it. That's the only reason. If you get out there and give the gospel, the power's in the Word, and the Word will not return void. It will accomplish what God pleases. But we, a lot of us, have left. We've got an evil heart of unbelief,
believe in doing what God's told us to do anymore. So we don't do it. If you really believed it, if you believed there was consequences of not doing God's word, you would do it. But some people think that, well, it, you know, I get by, I'm saved, praise God. Well, you are, but there's going to be consequences. You'll be consequences. You'll be like old Hezekiah said, there's going to be peace in my days, praise God for that, there's going to be peace in my days. God just told him to, yeah, but your children's going into bondage. Your children's going, they're going to be taken prisoners, they're going to be locked up. Huh? Is that what you want? We want our children and grandchildren, we want to stand, be faithful to the end, and do our part. Get the Word of God out. Well, they had an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. And God had warned about that heart of unbelief. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. And it's sinful to set on the truth and not give it out. I don't know anything more wicked than knowing what it takes for a man to be saved and then not telling people about it. Do you? He said, well, lying's worse. You keeping back the truth. You're not telling people. You're not being a witness. You're not reaching out to people. You don't care. You don't have compassion for the lost. You don't care. Jesus, we see the heart of Jesus. He looked at a cross and his heart was moved to tears. He said they were as sheep having no shepherd. Where's our heart? We done hardened our heart through sin of unbelief. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with those that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? To whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So an evil heart of unbelief. And you can see that by unthankfulness. You'll see if people really believe, are they thankful? Are they thankful? That fellow, this morning, I saw in his eyes, he was thankful. Somebody come picked him up, helped him out of the ditch, and carried him out to it. And you know how he responded? Thank you. Thank you. Hey, you want to know if you believe? Hey, he believed that he got help. He believed if I hadn't come down there and picked him up, he'd be still stuck down in that ditch. He couldn't get out. And he was thankful. If we believe that God has saved us, then we'd be thankful. If we believe that God was working in us and working through us, we'd be thankful. We need to get back to a spirit of thankfulness, and you'll see if people are believing God when they get thankful in their heart. Well, there ain't nothing much going on in my life when you ain't thankful, because you can't see, can you? Not blind. You're blind. Your heart's been blinded by unbelief and deceitfulness of sin. Look over here then at Romans 1. Just quickly, I'm going to go back through these verses as quick as I can. Leading up to the end. I'm just going to read over here in Romans 1. Not even going to tie, I ain't going to say nothing on. Just going to read it just for a reminder. Romans 1, beginning in verses 1. See that Paul is a servant of Jesus Christ. He was separated into the gospel of God, which he had promised before by the scriptures and the hopes concerning his son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for in Hebrews it started off with Christ, in Romans it started off with Christ, it's Jesus Christ. It's all about him. It's all for his glory. It's all for his honor. It's all by his power. We receive grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations and for his sake. Among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ. To all that be at Rome,
beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I am served with my spirit and the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making requests if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you, where I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift. To the end, I said I won't say nothing, but hey, what if we got this attitude of Paul? I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to go knock on a door and meet a new brother in Christ. I can't wait to get out here and share with you what God has shared with me. Amen. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to the end you may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was let hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, to the wise, to the unwise. For as much as in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you which are Rome also. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith, the faith of the Son of God, his gospel. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, that God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. That's where that thanksgiving comes in again. Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Blindness is coming upon anybody who's not thankful towards God, whose heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into the image made like to corruptible man, to birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things. They said, well, they began to worship themselves. They wasn't thankful to God. So they said, look what my hand had done. You're like Nebuchadnezzar. Look what, is this not Babylon which I have built? Amen? Hey, but after 7 years, he said, there's one that ruleth on high, and that is God Almighty, and I'm thankful, but God, and yet he was thankful that God returned his mind to him. He was thankful that God had put him in rule, and he was thankful towards God. He said, there's none other God but one. Amen? God can do that to a person when they start believing. When they believe that God is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, he said, there's going to be a reward. There will be thankfulness in the hearts of God's people. And here we see that God had warned us about being unthankful. Look here, at go back to Romans 8, Romans chapter 8. Again in verse 23. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. But what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope that we see not, then do we with patience wait upon it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as well, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us without groanings which cannot be uttered. He that searcheth the hearts, that's what God's looking at, the hearts. Their foolish heart was darkened, but he searcheth our hearts, knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called, according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son,
that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Who, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Can anybody say, hey, I'm glad about that? I'm thankful that God knows me. I'm thankful that God's going to keep me. I'm thankful that, hey, who's going to bring anything against us? Amen. If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. And boy, we have a lot to be thankful for in that very phrase right there. He said, what shall we say? If God be for us, who can be against us? He spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Man, who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, the Bible said there is therefore no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Amen? Ain't nothing going to condemn us. We're in Christ, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Hey, we got somebody praying for us. You say, ain't nobody praying for me. Jesus Christ ever lives to make intercession for you. Right now, he's praying for you. Right now, he's praying. Hey, you know what God would love to do? We've been hearing about some revivals going on. You know what God would like to do? He'd like to send revival in here right now. He would like for it to bust out in here right now. You know what it's going to take? It's going to take a faithful heart and a heart of belief and not of unbelief, hey, in departing from the living God. When we start just believing that God will. God will. God will. Not just that God can and God can, but God will. What is God's will? Huh? God's willing. He wants to bless. Do we believe that? Huh? Or is our unbelief holding it back? Is our unbelief holding back the hand of God? And it'll be shown in our thankfulness. Man, I wish I had a third foot sometimes. Maybe I get Brother Jim to follow me around, huh? And every time I do something stupid, I say, get kick me! Anytime I get to the point where I'm not thankful and I say some stupid thing of complaint, kick me! Because this is so foolish of us. God is true. He cannot lie. He promises blessings upon all of us. He said, call on me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. He promised that to Israel. They quit believing it, didn't they? Yeah, things are so bad. Things are so bad because they didn't believe. God ain't blessing. Where's God? Send to somebody that all they wanted was an easy road. I didn't promise him no easy road. He promised him in the world you have trouble. But I tell you what he did promise. He promised power. Huh? He promised power. But when? When we were thankful. When we're thankful. When we believe God. He said one should chase a thousand. One in God. Hey, it's the majority. He said, we may be small in number. You believe God is able to deliver, the Bible said, whether by few or by many? Huh? He said, Gideon, you got too many people. We got to send some of them back. They were getting ready to face a host of hundreds of thousands of people. And he called them back. There's still a few hundred. Huh? Is he too many people? Hey, when I get done, you know what you're going to say? Oh, we got a great God. Oh, I'm thankful. And then after God whooped up on them, they went and chased after them, did he not? Huh? And slew them without number. Just that few. God is able. We just got to start believing. We got to quit looking at all the bad and think about what God has done. We got to think about what what this world is doing. Oh, man, look, the world is just taking over. The devil just no, he ain't. He's not. The world's not taking over. The devil's not taking over. The flesh is not taking over. Who are you listening to, though? And the war is against our mind. It wants our mind. It wants our mind so that we're looking at it. Oh, it's so bad. Oh, I'm so bad. Oh, the world's so bad. Everything is so bad. Yeah, but God is so good.
Amen.
I'm so weak. Yeah, but God is so mighty. Hey, look, turn over to Luke. Luke chapter 14. And time goes so quick. Get all caught up in the rabbit trail. Luke chapter 14. Verse 16. Then saying to them, a certain man made a great supper and bade many. He sent his servant at supper time to say to them, they were bidden. For all things are ready. He done sent them out an invitation. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. First said, I bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. Another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen. I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. Another said, I married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his lord these things. And the master, the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city, bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. I qualify. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges, compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you, that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. That's what happened to Israel. Jesus Christ came. He offered himself to them. They didn't want him. God gave them a supper. He offered them a supper, which is his himself. This is my body. If you'll eat and drink of this, of my body and my blood, he said, hey, you shall have life eternal. And they didn't want nothing to do with that. They didn't want nothing to do with him. They were not thankful for what God had done. They turned away. Look at over in verses John 5. John chapter 5. John chapter 5, verses 32.